We're joined by a tight end for the Cleveland Browns. He is a two-time Pro Bowler. 75 receptions, 787 yards, 6 TDs in 13 games last year. Just one drop on 97 targets last year. Leads all tight ends in catch percentage over the last 3 years. A first-team all-conference player at Stanford. He was the 81st pick overall in 2016. Austin Hooper is my guest. Austin, great to have you back. Listen, before we get into the offseason, how are you and everybody around you doing, Austin, during this really unusual time?
First of all, Jim, thanks for having me. And yeah, I mean, it's been a funky offseason, right? I mean, just you got to really adapt with what the new rules are, and those rules are constantly evolving. And, you know, it was tough to do things with more of a virtual format, but at the end of the day, that was the best option we had. So we just had to, adapt and move forward with it.
Yeah, so what about the process itself? I mean, the whole thing, to your point, is funky, but like earlier this spring, you were a free agent. What was it like to go through that during a global pandemic?
Oh yeah. I mean, Jim, it was weird, buddy. Like trying to, be a free agent, there are obviously, much bigger things going on a global scale. So, and being a free agent in this class, we had to sign, a coronavirus addendum agreement, basically saying if there's no season, your signing bonus will get pushed back. So I'm really hoping that there's a season, Rob.
I hear you. Austin Hooper is joining us. Listen, I've long said, Austin, for over a year now, that Cleveland is America's team, but that's just me talking from behind a microphone. What was it about the opportunity in Cleveland that appealed to you so much?
I really liked Andrew Berry, just kind of his vision, his approach, his style. I think I could really benefit being under his leadership, and Coach Stefanski, just being on the phone with him, the energy he brings, and just like, not only that, Jim, but I mean, me coming from my rookie year being with Shanahan in that outside zone play action scheme, I mean, that was just something, that an opportunity presented itself where I could be back in a similar system that I was in 2016. So, between the system, the coach, the GM, and Be Real, the offer. So, all four of those things were lined up. So, it was kind of a no-brainer for me.
Austin Hooper joining us, and then probably the quarterback had something to do with it as well. Like,
no,
I know for a fact you've seen Baker Mayfield play in person. What was it that made you feel like that's a guy that you want to team up with?
Yeah, around my before free agency began, I got a hold of Baker and just kind of, chat with him on the phone. And he was just kind of like, hey, man, last year wasn't what I wanted. I'm a really competitive person. You'll find that out about me. And, last year, it wasn't up to his standard. And me just talking with him on the phone for, 10 minutes before free agency, something as simple as that, I just kind of got a little bit of a feel for him and what he's all about. And, later once I signed, I went out to Austin, Texas for a couple of weeks and stayed with him and trained with him every day and just got to be around him and, his wife and his friends, and kind of see like how he operates and how he really works and really lives what he talks about. So it was a great opportunity to catch and run routes with him for a couple of weeks, because he's gonna be a really good player, Jim. I mean, he's got a really live arm, so I'm excited.
I do too, Austin. I definitely believe in this guy. I understand that it was not a great year last year, but nobody understands that better than him. I think I'm not there, but I trust that he's going to make the adjustments. I would still load up on stock on Baker Mayfield. I'm still all in with him. You mentioned Kevin Stefanski, Austin. For instance, everybody talks about how much he loves 12 personnel and using tight ends. From what you've seen of the offense so far, how would you describe that offense and your role in the offense?
Great question. I would say, and you want me to speak specifically more on the 12 personnel components of our offense or just schematically as a whole?
How about both?
Well, in the 12 world, I mean, having two tight ends, right, like you immediately, defense has to declare what they're doing. And first of all, is it base or nickel? Are you dealing with a big guy, you're dealing with a little body? Using 12 personnel, it gives away, if you're in a wing set, Jim, like if there's a safety or linebacker over, basically, unless you see a corner, it's going to be man-to-man. You know what I mean? It's just such easy man-zone tells for literally everyone on the field. O-lineman could tell a man's own read when you're in a wing set. Like, it just tips the hand of the defense and allows you, depending on, self-scout, leading up to, how the defense prepares against, this or that, like, you can really burn some defenses based on, 12 personnel formations and having a guy like David, a guy with legit 4.4 speed, it's going to be fun to play with him, and we should scare some linebackers this year. So it's going to be fun. And overall, as an offense, right, it comes out of that outside zone play action scheme. So, very similar stuff you've seen, with Kyle. He got a boot, three out zone stretch scheme. Everything you've seen before, Jim, just, with a different play caller now.
Chopping it up with Austin Hooper. Now, Austin, another guy who played a part in your decision was former Browns tight end Jordan Cameron, who you met through American Football Without Borders. For those who do not know, what is that program about, and why did you want to get involved?
So Gary Barnes started the foundation, I want to say, in 2014 or 2015. It was just a web where they could do camp for the kids in a different country every year. And I've been fortunate enough to be on the past couple. My first one being, after I talked to you after the Super Bowl in Atlanta, ended up rolling out to Germany on my first one. And then this past following year, we were in Hungary, just put on a camp for kids. And this year, we always do a charity component. And this year, we worked with children affected by war. So it was some heavy stuff, Jim, just seeing, how strong these kids' spirits are despite, all these, physical deals. It's a byproduct of war that they have to deal with. So, it really gave me a whole different perspective on, I'm blessed to play a child's game at 25. There's much more pressing concerns going on in the world. And I think the foundation is just a great opportunity that allows, a bunch of vets to teach kids. And we can also do some charitable things along the way. So I can go on and on about it. I'm a big fan.
And good on you. What a great cause that is. Austin Hooper is joining us. Austin, I thought you had a great line recently. Give me a minute. I want to read this. Quote, "It's definitely more cool to play tight end now. I remember almost a decade ago." How long ago was when Richard Sherman was talking trash after that game? "Don't open your mouth about me. I remember after that, everybody wanted to play corner. Kids of my generation in high school wanted to start playing defensive back after that," end quote. So now it's cool to be a tight end. Who do you credit for that change, and why? What happened? What flipped?
Great question. I don't know. It's like more the chicken or the egg story, right? Was it Pat's success with Gronk, or was it, Tony and Antonio Gates and Dallas Clark who kind of started to make it cool? But, definitely in the social media age, right, it's Gronk. Gronk rules it all. His presence on social media, the multifaceted blocking platform that is Gronk on every level. How can you not love that guy? So I think, much like you hit upon with, because I remember that championship game against Harbaugh's Niners, I was in high school, and I remember the next day, the strangest thing, everyone wanted to play corner. I'm like, bro, you're a D lineman. You're not playing corner. But everyone wanted to, and to your point, I do think the whole tight end movement deal where it started to become cool, definitely, in my opinion, started with Gronk, and then since then you've had my guy, basically Gronk reincarnate, and then you got Travis, who's, the man in his own right. So, a lot of personality. So I think those three definitely contribute nowadays towards everyone wanting to play tight end.
So much personality. Austin, one last thought. At the end of last season, you went to your second straight Pro Bowl. What was that experience like, and how good does it feel now to be a regular at the Pro Bowl?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, Jim? You cut out.
I was saying that last year, Austin, you went to your second straight Pro Bowl. I'm curious, what was that experience like, and what's it feel like now to be a regular at the Pro Bowl?
It felt good, Jim, but, it doesn't matter what you do. There are always going to be people who, say this, that, and the third, but not only one time, but twice in back-to-back years. That's just, I remember talking to you on your show a couple years back, and it was just even years ago, Jim, just all the work I put in the offseason that I don't put on Instagram for other people to look at, all the work I do, I just, count my chips quietly and work on my craft quietly. So the ability to be able to be a part of that exclusive fraternity for back-to-back years, it's just a testament to all the work I put in.
What a great line that is. I count my chips quietly. Austin, one thing to quickly follow up. I had Eric Weddle on my podcast, and he said to me, without giving away the podcast because it's live right now, but he made the point to me that right around his third or fourth year, he figured something out. He figured out, and this is to the point that you just made, that, yeah, you go to the Pro Bowl, but that's not going to stop people from saying what they say. Weddle said, as soon as I figured out that the only thing that mattered were those who were in my tight circle, that I couldn't control, and I didn't care what people said about me, then everything flipped. Everything changed. Is there something to that?
No, I mean, you're absolutely right, Jim. There's some truth to that, and I think I need to adopt that more into my life. I mean, you're so right. I mean, the Pro Bowl is voted on by your peers. Like, if you get respect by your peers, that's the, you know, as an athlete, I mean, that as long as I get respect from my peers, like, I'm good in my book. I don't care what John from Milwaukee's got to say. You know what I mean?
Yes. I know exactly what you mean. I got to feel John
behind
Milwaukee's
a Facebook
myself.
Twitter account. Yeah. So if you get respect from your peers, just like you're respecting your business, you get respect from your peers, I'm sure it has to feel more, probably has to feel better than to you than like fans coming up to you, like people in your industry who know all the work you put in over decades and seeing where you're at. I mean, it's just like, hey, I'm just, yeah, if you get respect from your peers, that's when you know you made it.
He is a two-time Pro Bowler, coming off a huge year, 75 receptions last year in just 13 games, led all tight ends in catch percentage over the last 3 years, and now with a great opportunity. My man, Austin, so good to get caught up. You know, I appreciate you. I appreciate the relationship, and it's great to have you back on the show, Austin. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. You the man, Jim. Hit me up whenever you need me.
I will, man. You the man. Much respect. Much appreciation. Austin Hooper, good Stanford man. Good Stanford man.